Blog Talk Radio.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Mendel Rivers to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner. The revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on reports from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he had been saving for just the right occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so goddamn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally screwed Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news, and no pictures of Harry Arm Women Liberationists and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, or Engelbert Humperdinck. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised. Will not be televised. Not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
They don't even care now. They were well aware how stupid we were when
Blame it on the news, never tells the truth. Blame it on the Fed, reason for the dead. Blame it on the government. Blame it on the government. Blame it on Barack. Blame it on Cheney. Blame it on the people who blew up the levees. Blame it on the government. Blame it on the government. Just by a look, keep on taking shots and never read a book. Just listen, just watch and listen. I work for the NWO. People didn't you know it's going down, we gon' beat the world like judo. You know what I mean. So you get drunk and pretend it's a dream. So I made up a lie. Now I start world wars and they're all by my side. We wanna take all your lives. The deficit got bigger. You already knew what to figure. Had him looking at the president like, oh, that nigga. Blame it on the news, never tells the truth. Blame it on the Fed, reason for the dead. Blame it on the government. Blame it on the government. Blame it on Barack. Blame it on Cheney. Blame it on the people who blew up the levees. To the elitists popping bottles with the blood inside a cup, screaming money ain't a thing, cause they make it all up. Just die, I hope you die. And to my revolutionaries who can see the truth is scary, but we'll fight until you're buried in the cemetery. Hold your head high, just hold your head high. You can blame it on the news, never tell the truth. Blame it on the Fed, reason for the dead. Blame it on the government. Blame it on the government. Blame it on Barack. Blame it on Cheney. Blame it on the people who blew up the levees. Blame it on the government. Blame it on the
in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
Global DJ, just a jump. Ron Rick Show on BTR Live. How's it going, night, everybody? This is your host, but not the most, but some of it. Ron Rick. Anyway, I hope everybody had a great weekend. This is the end of it. Sunday. Hope you went to church. I didn't, of course. But I didn't see much of nothing, but hung out with my wife all day. And we went out a little shopping. But that's what we did today. And I hope everybody had a great day. But, you know, hey, it was hot and humid here in Missouri, and few things that I'm going to bring up before we get to it, but I got to get my host in here because I was wondering about if she's running a little behind tonight. I figured, you know, Sunday, the day of rest, nobody wants to do nothing. But I'm here with you, and so is my co-host. As soon as I can get her in here, Antoinette from Delaware. Hello, Antoinette. How are you this evening, my dear?
Hello, Ron. How are you?
I don't know. I'm here.
Well, that's a good thing. I'm here,
yeah,
too.
Guess.
Yeah, okay, but I'm going to be quiet tonight.
You ain't feeling well? Well, that's not good.
I've had better days.
Me, too. I was a day. It was a day. I just didn't really care to do anything. I just didn't want to. But I guess, you know, long weekend.
Bronchitis.
It's a busy weekend.
Yeah, when I think it's over with, it seems like it wants to pop back up.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's been a weird day. I got nothing done that I really wanted to do. I want to do a few other things that never happened. I hate them days like that.
Yeah.
But they weren't that important. I didn't lose no sleep over it, but yeah. But I've been watching this new deal. I did actually watch a little bit of the news.
Oh, see, I didn't watch anything.
Well, I don't know if I can say this right, but it's Marika, California?
Uh-huh.
Is that right?
I don't know.
Well, they're setting up the riot police there.
Oh, okay.
That said, people coming in, you know, the imports.
Yeah.
140 people, they turned the buses around, blah, 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 blah. And now they're bringing in the riot gear.
Oh, shit.
And Ranks wrote in.
Okay, I got
Let's go ahead and taking people away from hard evil activity. Yeah. And it's a real good one from the TSA. They got a nice one for you. They're doubling their rates. They charge you $250 a person to go through their, what should I call it? Checking you? Checkpoint.
Well, that's because now they're swabbing you and everything. Somebody got to pay for it.
No. This is before that. They're doubling their fee rate to $5 a person. So $250, they're doubling. $5. $250 now, $5 later. So that's happening very, very soon. So that, you know, hey, why not? You know, it's...
Yeah, well, you got to pay for it. You got to pay for all the injustice being done to you.
I don't like paying to get molested. I don't like it.
Well, hey.
Why should I pay money to get molested by some weirdos that get off on doing that and paid to do it? You know, that's a pedophile's
dream
right there.
Because they figured
you
must like
TSA
it. You're coming. They figured you like it. You're coming to them.
Oh, no. No. No.
And then you're paying them to do it.
Ronnie, don't fly like that.
Well,
if they get people we get up, they better send something they own. That's all I got to tell them. You better send something that you got. You better have a good contact. I ain't going to that bullshit. Ain't going to happen. Because it's insane. Why that was a person? I mean, of course, it comes with standard ticket rate. And the people, they always interview people on the news. Well, if it's to help the security of myself and my children.
Well, of course they're going to say that, Ron.
Yeah.
Do you think they're honestly going to put somebody on that says, are you crazy? Do you think they're going to put you on?
Right.
Or anyone like you?
Why not?
Oh, come on now.
I'm not a terrorist. I'm an American.
Well,
I'm not part of their deal. None of that.
That's
but
the reason why they're not going to put you on. Ow.
You know, so if you flip them another $5, it means you get extra treatment. You know, because, I mean, it's crazy. You know, you're reinforcing the paying money for these people to do something for your safety. And
well, for your safety or for
and,
your...
And how many have they prevented? How many have they prevented? That's the funny part about this. How many, you know, terrorist activities have they prevented? Because there ain't been none.
The world will never know.
You see what I'm saying? In 14 years, there's been none. You know?
Yeah, but the world will never know.
Exactly. Well, we got visitors in here, so let's bring them on the air. Let's see who we got here. Oh, I mean, this is the Greek musician.
Oh, wonderful. Hello, Mike.
Hello, Pepsi no Coke, son of a gun.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
yes,
we hear
very
you.
Well.
I was waiting you to come up with something.
Yeah. How you guys doing? How's everybody tonight?
Oh,
I'll tell you
excellent.
What, I went surfing on Blog Talk Radio, and I went to a couple of different radio shows tonight and yesterday, and there are very few that I'm glad you guys are on the air. Some of them are very different.
I'm trolling around a little bit.
Yeah,
I'll
just put it that way. It's
the more I go, the more I like my own show.
That's yeah. It's a different world.
Like your own shit, Rhonda, you know.
Yeah. So, Antoinette, how are you doing tonight?
I'm all right. I've been better, but I've been worse.
I don't want to get you down.
No.
Well, life has a way of doing stupid stuff.
Exactly.
I'll tell you what, guys. I'm up in the attic right now, and I'm going through looking for a photo album, and holy... But I'll tell you what, I'm amazed at all the memories that are up here in boxes and.
Oh,
yeah. That's a way of adding up,
isn't
it?
That's just amazing. I'm
looking and going, I didn't know I had this. Oh, wow, look, I got this. Where'd that come from? It's stuff, I just found T-shirts from a band I belonged to, oh, my God, 30 years ago. It's like a visit back into. I feel like I'm in a museum.
You're that old?
No, yeah, keep it up.
When they discovered Fire on the Wheel, which one was it? You know, Mike, just let me in on that one.
My favorite.
What boat did you come over on, bro? What boat was it? Santa Maria?
Yeah.
Which one was it?
My favorite saying was, I was standing there with a bunch of NCOs, and there was an old first sergeant, Vietnam veteran, who was standing there, and they were talking about age and everything else, and one of the master sergeants turned to me and said, you know what the hardest thing for the first sergeant here was when he first joined the military? And I went, oh, what's he going to say? I said, no, what? He said, the hardest thing for him was learning how to lace up those sandals the Roman army issued. You know, that was a bitch for him. He just couldn't get the
right,
hang of it.
Right.
That first sergeant turned to him and said, keep it up.
That was a good one.
That was a good one. He was like, yeah. It was the hardest thing for him when he joined the Army, lacing those sandals up. Boy, I'll tell you. It's like shut up. I'm not that old. But
not yet. Okay.
No, not yet.
So
there are riots. There are riots going on right now in California over this? Over the thing with the kids?
You got two sides of it, though, man. You got two sides going in this. Some people say they want it okay to let them rip on through here, and the other ones, hell no. And,
yeah.
Get pissed.
How can people forget that we have laws and just brush them aside and say, we have to be humanitarians? It's the difference between yes and if that's the case, like I told one of them, then, you know what, you want to be a humanitarian? Open up the borders, let them all in. Let everybody in from the north, the south,
that's
South America.
What they've done.
Just go ahead. Let them in from all over and see what type of country you have left. Is that what you want? You don't want any rules at all? I mean, you know, they're not being realistic about this. I mean, we're penalized. We have to go by the rules, and yet you can bend and twist them and do what you want with them when you feel like it?
Right.
Shit. If that's the case, then I got a few things I'd like to change myself.
Oh, yeah, it will. With a pen and a telephone. There you go.
Yep.
I just like, you know, man, this is becoming so monotonous, you know. But it ain't making sense no more at all. Is that the part of the plan? To look stupid? You know, I guess. Look. I understand these are children. I get it. You know what I mean? But here's the problem where I see it. For a country that claims that they're so fucking broke, and if you have allowed this to happen, instead of stopping it from happening, don't make no sense. Because don't it cost more money to have to process them here in the United States than to keep them out of the United States? Really. You know, think about it.
Did you see, I mean, people are really, we keep saying how people are getting pissed. People are getting pissed. No, they're really getting pissed. Did you see the float that they had in Norfolk I think it was in Norfolk. Mm-hmm. Did you see the picture of the float? And 95% of the people were raving about it. You're not in front of Google right now, are you?
I can be.
Go in front of Google.
We'll
type
be
in
a second.
Type in Norfolk, 4th of July, float, Obama.
Okay.
And people freaked out. I mean, not all of them. 95% of the people loved it. As a matter of fact, it got honorable mention. Everybody loved the float, except... You know who except. Except the people that were pro Obama.
Right.
What? How dare they? Oh, my God. What is this? It's a travesty.
Right. Wait a minute. Hang on a minute. I've got somebody I got to let in here. Sinzer from Firefox News Online.
I've heard of him. I know him from somewhere.
Yeah, Charge. Yeah, real nice guy. The hell of a radio show.
Is he? I heard a lot about him.
Yeah, he's pretty popular. He's on Twitter and Facebook and all kinds of nice places. But I am not, nor do I take part of that.
What's up there, folks?
George!
You know the old saying, Doc, you can't keep a good rabbit down.
You're not a rabbit, you idiot!
Oh, sorry, George. I keep forgetting you don't have floppy ears.
Sounds like one of them.
You don't have a carrot in your mouth. Anyway, hi, you gang.
How's everything, George?
By the way, happy birthday, Mike.
Pardon me?
I said happy birthday.
Thanks for that. You know what? I don't know what to do. I'm afraid to go to Facebook.
Why?
You know what? I'm honored. I'm humbled.
Wishes.
I don't know. I don't know. George, I don't know how to respond to that. It was like 160 or 100 and something people wish me happy birthday. And I'm like, oh, my God. I didn't expect that.
What you do is you do a general message. And you just put on your wall, thank you everyone for all of the birthday wishes.
I thought how do I go one by one and thank everybody? And
no, do what you do it like the lady said. You do a general, broad-based thank you. You say to all the people who wish me a happy birthday, thank you so very much, and leave it at that.
That was very nice of them. I didn't expect that.
Hey, listen, you should have seen the amount I got on my birthday. I think I got all of maybe six.
I got a lot. And what I usually do on people's
birthdays... Out of 207? I'm not seeing this float deal.
I see it. I don't like it.
Do you see it?
And I'm not an Obama supporter. And I'm not a liberal. I'm not a Republican. But I don't like it.
Hey, listen, I'm not a Republican either. And I'm not a Democrat either. I'm an independent. I'm one of the other guys.
Well, I mean, it's the same to me. It's the same as, like they mentioned it, as a political cartoon.
Yeah.
And in that sense, I thought it was pretty funny. You know, but they're really upset that so many people loved it. That upset a lot of people. The 95%?
Somebody put a link in the chat.
Can't help what people like.
It.
I mean, some people just have different tastes.
Yeah. I mean, that area, that town is...
And
you know what it was, Ron?
I'll give you the link. I'm sorry, Ron.
The float is an outhouse. It's an outhouse with Obama standing in front, and it says Presidential Library.
Yeah, that's why I said I think that's really...
See, even Ron's laughing. I mean, it's...
I mean, come on. Just
it's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, when you've done comedy like
there
I used to do...
There you go, Ron. I'm sorry.
That's all right. It's okay.
It's pretty funny. I mean, but it pissed off quite a few people. But I still think it's funny.
Well, the people it pissed off was probably Obama supporters.
Looks so much like me.
Well, I'm not a supporter, and I don't like it. I think it's really in bad taste.
Well, considering he's been giving us a line of lies that are full of crap, I think it's somewhat appropriate, given the fact he's lied through. He's been giving
they said
us nothing
that,
but BS.
They said that town is predominantly conservative, so I can understand it. I mean, if it was a liberal area like New York City, that float would have never made it.
Yeah, I'm surprised it made it in Norfolk. I mean, in, you know, certain sections of Norfolk. I have family down there, so I'm...
No, yeah, but that's Nebraska.
Oh, okay. I thought that was Norfolk, Virginia.
No, no, no. It's Nebraska.
Okay, so that's the reason why you said Norfolk.
Yeah.
Okay, because the way how it's spelled, Norfolk.
Yeah.
Now, if you're from Virginia down in that area, you just call it Norfolk.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Oh, so Nebraska, oh, no, that doesn't surprise me.
No, see?
Nebraska doesn't surprise me at all.
You never hear much
I'm
about
not a
Nebraska,
fan of Nebraska.
No.
But that is
they still
that
have
is
political prisoners from the 60s that are still incarcerated there.
Ron, you see the picture yet?
Yeah, I'm looking at it. Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Perfect. Yeah.
Perfect.
Listen, I've done political satire over the years, and I can safely say, yeah, okay, it may not, to some folks, it's going to be in poor taste, and I understand that. But you have to look at it where it applies. Obama's done nothing but lie to the American people. Ergo, he's been nothing but full of shit in plain English. So having them come down the street with an outhouse and calling it the Obama Presidential Library, you gotta give them credit. At least they recognize the man's full of shit.
It is something else. Well,
I mean, I could have probably come up with something a little better than that, but I mean, you know, let's face it. You know, not everything is done, you know, for laughs. This was sending a message. The way I
mean, but to me, that applies to everyone that's in politics, as a, you know, political officer. You know, they're all full of it. They
oh,
all lie.
Yeah, you can say
all
that.
Lie.
You can really say
let
that.
Let me tell you something. Politicians are like diapers. They're always full of shit, and usually all on some poor soul's ass.
Yeah.
Even if you change, it's the same thing.
Yeah. One thing is, they don't change these often enough.
No, not fast enough. That's true. We don't see nothing new come in ever. What new goes on with the old bullshit? You know.
Yeah, and it's like I said not too long ago. Face it. If you when somebody actually that's brand spanking new to either the Senate or the Congress goes in, what happens is the vultures start circling the carcass before the carcass is even cold. In other words, that poor soul going in is going to have a crowd of politicians around him, and they're going to be yanking that poor soul in so many different directions that by the time they get settled the first week, they're already siding with somebody.
Yeah. Yes, that's true.
But, it's like I always say, if you're going to be if you're going to run for office, don't claim to be a politician. It's the best way to get the people's attention, number one. And number two, is going to let the politicians know that you mean business.
Yeah, well, we'll have to see how long that lasts.
Yes, exactly.
Well, is that there?
And I think they all may have good intentions in the beginning, you know, when they're making their speeches, and then they get in there and they get that playbook.
Yeah, yep. That's true.
But, of course, I believe that they are selected, not elected.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, I mean, when you look at Obama was a junior senator. What junior senator ever made it to be president?
Him. The first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You all talk about this Congress and the Senate. Who the fuck are these people? I never heard of them before. What the hell are they?
You know,
what do they do? Are they with the power company? Water company, who are they?
Yeah, who's backing
them?
You know, who are their supporters?
Well, what do they do? What is their purpose? Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
Well,
they're not really
being
senators.
One is for banking.
Senior, middle class, I don't care what it is. None of them are needed, really, I don't think. I don't see what you're doing. Never hear nothing nice.
No, you hear something nice. Remember what nice
bullshit
means. If you go to original meaning of nice, they're being nice. They're being foolish. They're being silly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if you go to the real reason, wait a minute, let me get that for y'all. And you see what nice really means. Yes, they're nice. They're very nice. That's the
problem.
I don't
say that I'm actually nice. I say I'm tolerable. Some
I know
can't
some nice
all
people.
Day.
I know some nice people.
Nice people.
We used to have a lot of nice people in New York State. I don't know what happened. Now you got to go upstate to find them. I'm only kidding. No worries. There are still some normal people around.
Yeah, but Mike, you gotta keep reminding people that say that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
When you say upstate, remember, they consider Westchester County upstate.
They consider
Dutchess County upstate. People in New York
City don't
realize
that
we're not upstate.
Upstate, downstate, you're in the same state you're in the first place. Toxic state.
Yeah, but New York
state,
City seems to be a country of its own.
Ah, shoot.
What happened?
Oh, I did something stupid.
Do you need a Band-Aid?
No.
Oh, good. I hate when that happens.
Yes, I do too.
But hey, I got some people on the phone here wanting to get into this show. Let's pop a few in. But check it out if you get stupid.
Are they nice?
Quick Sunday. I got a 2-day hangover and I'm going to not play with mood, so be very nice. I don't know. Let's
are they nice? Oh, you're telling them to be nice.
Yeah, I'm telling them to be nice. 803, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, man? I got a Kim plane in my backyard. Ron, if you want to come and check out my Kim plane, you can come and check it out for me and make sure it's legit and all that with the FAA and all that.
Paintball gun. Use paintball guns with glow-in-the-dark. That way you can see them easier at night.
Exactly.
Mike, what's up? What's going on, Mike?
I knew that was you, Mike Hood. I knew it was you.
Hello, Mike.
What's going on, Anthony? Bring him in, Ron. Bring him in, Ron.
Here's the next caller.
What's happening, Michael Hood?
Look at what's going on.
Caller, block caller, whatever.
Ron.
Who are we talking with?
What's going on? Good evening. Good evening.
In the chat room. Look at the definition for night.
What up?
What's going on, Jay?
Jay, you're the man
back to this. Hello, George and Mike. Y'all on the phone?
Yeah, we're here. We're here.
Oh, okay. I just got to make sure y'all there, too, now. I got to make sure.
Yes, John, do you see it? I mean, oh, Lord. Ron, do you see it?
He said people in New York are not so nice.
Was joking. Come on now. At least I gave you a reason to call in. I was joking.
Okay.
Yeah, but now you see the definition of nice.
That brought him in, though, didn't it?
I actually was going to respond to that because you might find people that are not so nice. It kind of has some truth into it for many reasons. I mean, one of the reasons was after the 9/11, all this patriotic, so-called patriotic, treat your neighbor right, kind of left, maybe because of the time, at the time when it happened, and then, after a while, people started going into their own realities, which was, the fall of, the housing crisis, the employment, and also the rent hikes out here. So, whether you were joking or not, is some truth to it, to what you were saying, because, a lot of people is not in the same mood that they were several years back or even before the actual tragedy that happened here in New York City.
But, man, before that and after that, New York City seems the same to me. People are rude and assholes. New York City, man. you just walk in and just look at me wrong and argue.
Oh, this is...
I mean, there are some good people. Don't get me wrong, but I've heard a lot of people argue. It's like, wow, right, man.
You got 8 million, what, 8 million stories, as they say, right?
Yeah.
I put the link in for the etymology dictionary so that y'all can look the words up for yourselves.
It's not big words. Is it big words? You know how I hate big words.
Whatever words you choose to put in to research to see.
Don't use big words. It embarrasses me when I don't know.
But whatever words you choose to put in to find out what the original meaning means, then you can go to the etymology dictionary.
Ron Anthony, is Omen Talk tonight? Is Omen Talk?
Well,
I don't know, sweetheart.
Well, it's actually a series on police tape, but we don't pass all that. We all know we're screwed. Dude.
I'll see the police
tape. So, yeah, whatever you got to say, what's up? It is a police tape. Whole country of it.
Right.
Hey, but, hey, Ron, ain't we been the police state since 2003?
We've been that before that. Just didn't know it.
Yeah, wasn't it back in, I want to say still 1933, but it's just not, it hasn't been put in.
1929. It actually was 1915.
Okay.
But, the United States was incorporated in 1871. We became a state.
Yeah, when it was incorporated.
The birth certificate was 1915. It was pulled full bloom in 1929. The Rothschilds ran the country into a depression because they wanted to squeeze the money, and they did. And then 1933, the birth certificate went into a full bond. There we go. Something like that.
Yeah, it just hasn't been all like put in your face.
Right. It was stretched out. That's how it is.
We've been in that for... You know, Lord, longer than I was born, longer before my parents were born.
That's where the problem came in, Antoinette, when they made us enemies of the state. And for us to do any business with the foreign corporation that we call government, we have to have a license to do business with them. And that makes it a corporation. That's why you have to have a driver's license, marriage license, license.
14th Amendment.
Right. So, Ron, you think to support... No, go ahead, Antoinette.
No, go ahead, sweetheart. You're fine. I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying with Ron and stuff, since all that's going on and the border has been open, wide open, and the border is leading into other occupations that don't like us.
Mm-hmm.
It's like terrorist groups and all that. It's like, who let the borders open for us, Ron?
Well, who can stop it? The president.
Actually, Mike, you know who it was that opened it up? I mean, it's a little known fact. It was a very small Italian guy named Charlie. He had a very small mustache and a limp. Now, he was there. It was his fault. He had nothing to do that day, and he figured that it would be cheap labor. He needed his landscaping done, and he let them in. It was too late. The minute he opened up that door, they came rushing through.
Mm-hmm.
I like my explanation better than the newspapers. I thought mine was more creative, but you guys didn't like it.
Well, it is. It's nice.
I like it.
Okay, thank you.
And, when you said Charlie, I was thinking of Vietnam. Didn't they call everyone the enemy of Vietnam, Charlie?
Maybe this country is getting a taste of their own medicine when
took over. Some people are saying that they think it's because Obama wants Democratic votes.
Look at it this way. You know, this country, was, was forcefully taken, if you really want to break it down. So, you have a lot of different perspectives and stuff like that, but the reality is that, it was taken by force. So, and then, you have some people that claim that some parts of the U.S. is...
Yeah, what's all the background noise, fellas?
I'm on mute. That's not
some
me.
People,
I always mute my
phone. Right.
Some people think and consider California and Texas and some parts of the U.S. out of Mexico. So they're taking it back.
All right.
But it's
right.
Coming. You got people coming in from Guatemala, from other parts. So, heard is that somebody...
Well, coming up from through. That's
right,
the
but no,
that's
I'm
the
just
whole
saying...
They've opened the gate, America, originally, you remember, it was supposed to, give your sick, you're sick, you're poor. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Yeah, but even that's a bunch of crap.
Country.
No, but that's a bunch
right.
of crap. Look at
right.
the Statue of Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
It has chains on it at the bottom. And that's not
right.
the original Statue of Liberty. The
no,
original that they gave
was, remodeled,
was a black
right.
woman. and the United States didn't want it. So they sent it back.
Well, really, that's Athena. That's Athena from the Greek god, the one that was like, but what's the Lilith? Lilith. That when she holding that little torch, that's a light bearer of Lucifer. Lucifer is light. He brings.
That's
wisdom.
What they say.
What's going on here?
Friday played in front of a crowd of about 6,000 people, and
huh?
You know, Friday when I played, I had a show to do Friday in Kansas City.
You was jamming.
What's that?
You was jamming.
Yeah.
How'd it go?
Went real well. 6,000 people.
Man.
The thing was, you know, I stood up in the back of my drum kit and I said, I don't know what everybody's selling about. Independence Day is a bullshit story. This ain't, we are not independent no more. You all know damn good well we're not. You know, and they just went crazy. Yeah, you know, they loved it.
Oh, so
because
you dropped
it
on them while you're performing?
You know? What's that?
I said you drop it on them. You drop them a little wisdom, a little knowledge while you perform.
Right. I do it every show I play.
That's good.
But that's, you know, I was told to the bits of it. The thing is, independence, we ain't got it no more. It's been gone for a long time. That's a bullshit story we're being fed. We, you know, independence, we wouldn't be forced to pay for auto insurance. We wouldn't pay for Obamacare. You know, and we wouldn't have all these rules and restrictions and, you know, the law.
Ron, I don't pay auto insurance, Ron. I don't have to pay no auto insurance. I get mine for free.
I kind of don't get it free, but I don't insure everything.
Let me ask y'all a question. Have you bought gas lately in the past couple of weeks?
Gas for free, too. I got gasoline for free, too. I don't have to pay nothing.
Well,
I mean,
what do you got, GoPro on your license plate? You got GoPro on the license plate? You pull it when you don't, if you get an accident? How do you get free insurance?
I run game, man.
What do you do, drive fast?
No, I don't drive fast.
You get the hell out of there?
You get the extra fraud of insurance. I'm talking about insurance fraud and Department of Revenue and Department of Motor Vehicles. They go on fake insurance shit all the time. But they're getting keen on that shit, but they're going to start, you know, checking shit. Your people have nothing to offer, comrades.
If you drove a car and you pay gas in the United States, you're paying for what's going on in Iraq right now, whether we're there or not.
You don't have to pay for gas. I don't even have to have a driver license. And I don't even have to have insurance. And I can still live in this country.
Right.
And I don't have to pay no debt.
Right.
None of that stuff.
Right.
Yeah, but if you drive a car, you pay.
Unless there is
real talk, though. That's some real shit. Ron knows. I don't have to have a driver license. I don't have to have insurance.
That's right.
I don't have to have none of that stuff.
Nope.
Did you hear what Florida just did? They made it illegal. You know how you could live off the grid and you didn't have to pay an electric bill? Florida, just passed a law. Look it up on Google. I'm not in front of the computer, otherwise I'd post a link.
I know they were working on it.
They said that they passed it now.
Ron, I told you about that.
Yep.
Because I told you, you better be watchful.
Yep.
Come get me.
Yeah, but
you can't live off the grid anymore.
What was the state of Florida's people, you know, doing, the citizens? Were they fighting against it or they went over their head?
They can't fight against it if they don't know what's going on. That's the problem because people don't know what's going on. You can't fight against something that you don't know what's going on.
If you're too busy with your daily life and you don't see the broader picture, then they get away with it.
They got the structure down packed if you think about it, because you know most people that they got to work 9 to 5.
Structure,
yep.
What you're talking about?
You know?
There's two different structures, Jay. There's two different structures.
What kind of bullshit reason they have not pushing them off the grid? What the fuck is that all about?
Would you see
what?
Because they want you to start paying.
Right.
But Ron and Mike, can y'all tell Jay that there's two different structures in the law enforcement business, that there's two different structures? Yeah, two different structures now.
I'm saying that in general, the structure, the way they got it down pack is that they have you work 9 to 5. Most people work, even all over the world, they got to get up every morning and do the same routine.
Yep.
By the time you get home, you're tired, you have to have dinner, and you go to bed and you only have a certain amount of hours to sleep and it starts all over again.
Is that an excuse when I get mailbox money? I don't work a job. I get mailbox money.
But not everybody's living
my damn thing.
But not everyone is fortunate enough to be able to do that.
Hey, you know what? You know, there is no excuse in 2014 talking about no one's unfortunate. Everybody got the mind frame to make money. There ain't no point, no excuses in any way.
Well,
That's not what I said. That's not what I said. I said mailbox money. Not everyone is fortunate enough to be able to do that.
Well, they have to go ahead and learn it. And you can make it too. So there ain't no excuses about how this man
makes
more.
Okay, but you're still making mailbox money off of someone else's work.
Right.
No, I'm working. I'm working to make my money. I'm not working off somebody else's work. I just know how to run a business. I know how to run a website. You know what I'm saying?
Not everybody can do that, though.
But you know, no one can ever do that. So you cannot blame the next person that they do know how to do that.
No,
but let's just say
blame the next person to do this stuff. So.
Let's just say everybody's doing the same thing you're doing.
I know, Anthony. I know you ain't blaming me. I'm just saying.
If everybody's doing the same thing, if everybody owns businesses, right? Then who's the worker? You gotta have workers.
Nah, you the one that pays that $19.95 a month. You pay for me to go to my website. Shit, I mean, shit. I mean, can you blame me to start a website and you pay $19.99 a month? Who thought it? I mean, it's not your fault, but damn, I mean, I'm making money. I mean,
and that's wonderful. If you can do it, I need more power to you. That's wonderful.
And Michael, it's great until
the
government pays attention to you and the tax guy comes knocking on your on your mailbox.
I mean,
it's wonderful until they take notice of you.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden you're going to have the midgets with the overcoats looking in your windows.
Yeah, I had a dream last night, Mike. The helicopter picked me up.
And that's how they are. The minute they smell when money's involved, they're going to come. They're going to come.
Yeah, you're right.
Ideals go out the window, and the money shows up. It's like, smell it? Go get them.
Hey, listen, I wanted to tell you something, Ron, because I mentioned this on another show, but I really wanted, because I know you're very, up to date on these things. Do you hear about the UK bankers were granted ability to opt out any charges that are brought to the court system? Any charges that are brought for corruption, any mishandled money, they have the option to opt out of any charges. And this was through the UK government that made that happen. Did you hear about that?
No, that's because it is countries, you know, especially the smaller countries, that they're gone bankrupt. So what's happening with the banks is a lot of these banks are losing money because of these countries that are, you know, pulling out. You know, they can't afford to pay them. And then with the gold and everything else. So then you're having bankers that are committing suicide or, you know, that's what they say, they're committing suicide.
Right.
You know, jumping out of windows or getting pushed out of windows. I wasn't there, so I don't know. So... You know, so you have all of this that's going on, and instead of and saying the global system is collapsing, you know, instead it's, okay, you know what, y'all just keep your mouth shut, and, you know, you just say you're done. You know, that's it. Don't worry about it.
You know, Antoinette, when you bring up about the bankers jumping out windows and stuff, I mean, I'm in New York. It's never happened to me. I'm never that lucky. How come I never seen that?
Because
knows bankers. Bankers have Rolex watches. If that happened, are you kidding me? Picture the type of good stuff that I mean. I got a neighbor that's in EMS, and I told him, "Why don't you ever come home with any nice jewelry to offer us? Nothing. What's the matter with you?" And he's like, "Shut up! Don't even joke about that." I was like, "Come on, man. There's got to be somebody with a Rolex."
And you'll see.
But if you look at it, that's not how the bankers went suicide now. Yeah, you got to go deeper into the damn mainframe now. You can't just say why the bankers went suicide and that's it. No, the bankers did this for a reason. If y'all can tell me why the bankers did suicide, then we can go into a little more deeper topic about it.
Yeah, what I'm just saying is that this is what they're doing. It's a lot of things that are going on behind the scenes with the World Bank and the IMF and everything else, where just like in The Wizard of Oz, you know, Toto is pulling the veil back. And people are starting to see what is really going on with that their money is not real. That, you know, it was all of, and only gold and silver is real.
But why did these bankers kill themselves, though? Why did they
because
kill
how long
had...
Notice these are not the little people that work in the banks.
No. Why
these
they
are
made
the big
son,
boys.
Why did Madoff's son commit suicide?
I don't know.
No, but that's the question.
I mean, I'm just
he's
saying.
He's asking
just,
a question, and yeah. It's probably the same type of answer that you would get from a situation that happened to Madoff's son.
He knew his life was over.
A whole lot.
He knew his life was over. Nobody'd hire him.
There you go.
The lifestyle that he had was done. He'll never have that lifestyle again.
Exactly. I think that a lot of these bankers, when they know, look, there was somebody that just committed suicide. I don't know. I forgot the,
nah,
what kind of
the
a
bank,
position
nah, yeah,
he had.
Nah, don't, y'all,
but
giving, y'all giving the
you know why? They discovered
doubt,
him.
Man.
They discovered
don't
him.
Don't talk about giving the benefit. Of, don't give them benefit of the doubt, man. Tell the truth why these bankers killed their damn self, man.
Well,
don't
why did
be around the bush.
Tell me.
Please don't.
Well, why did they? Tell us why they did, Michael.
Please don't beat around the bush.
Well, sweetheart, tell us why they did.
Bud, tell us.
I give you a little.
No,
little
you said don't beat around the bush. Now, come on, you don't want
I'm not
going to
beat around
the bush.
I'm going to give you a little word about why they killed themselves.
No,
they
I want you to come out and tell me.
Because they know that there's going to be another 2008 collapse. There's going to be the housing market. The housing market's already collapsing now, again, how it was in 2008. They're going to have that going down. Then they have another market collapse or inflation. You know, got hyperinflation.
Isn't that what I said? But I didn't break it all down.
But no,
that
I know the guys that's going to help this make this collapse even happen even more than what it is going on. That's why I'm kind of scared to even say any damn thing, because I know people out here that know what's going on. No, I cannot say it. I'm not going to say it. No. But there will be collapse, and all they're waiting on is the Middle East. They're waiting for the Middle East to collapse first. Once the Middle East collapses first, then you're going to have Europe, the European Union, you're going to have the American Union, and you're going to have over here and down North Korea. South Korea is going to fight. You have Syria against Israel. You're going to have Iran against the U.S. You're going to have... Who else? Saudi Arabia against the U.S. You're going to have all these countries are going to go ahead and start fighting. You have Ukraine against Russia.
Yeah.
All this is going to happen at once. They're doing this to cover up the economic collapse. They need war because war is money. War is money. Remember that. War is money. They need war to go ahead. See, people think that it's just going to be a whole entire big economic collapse and everybody's down for it. No. You're having people that are elitists that don't want an economic collapse. So you're having this family fight against this family, but then you have families saying, we need war, we need this, and one of them families are going to win, and there's going to be war, and that war is going to bring in the economic collapse. It's not going to be like an economic collapse first, oh, then this and that. No, it's going to be war first, and that war will bring in World War III. Okay?
Well, really, we're in a silent World War III now, almost. When you look at everything that's going on, you know, we're at odds with everyone, and every country seems to be at odds with each other. You know, it's just a silent, it's like a silent war.
Certain groups. You got to know the groups first before anybody can even say anything.
Honey, I call them all demons. Okay.
No, you got to know. Give attention to detail first. You got to give attention to detail. You got to let the people know who these groups are. You can't just say, "Oh, the global leader is doing this." No, you got to break it down to what they eat in their house, where they live at, all this. Their man.
Honey, I'm not giving out nobody's addresses.
The main drive is money. It always comes down to
that.
The same thing: money. It always comes down to that.
It all comes down to. fiat money, a de facto government.
These people have
that
fucking
is illegal.
Trillions of goddamn dollars. Trillions now. They're over, the American debt is fucking $22 trillion in debt. And you got Rothschild that has almost $225 trillion in their bank account now.
$225 trillion.
Okay, Ryan.
Okay,
I'll behave.
That was me. I really thought Ron let a troll or something in and they were playing
no,
music.
No, I just thought I did that.
I always love that song. I'm in rare form tonight.
Why does Michael Hood talk like he has a playbook or he has a crystal ball and knows what's going to happen in the future?
He's giving his opinion just like everyone else
does. His opinion is not based, it's speculation.
But it's his
opinion. But he's speaking. You're not going on facts.
Did you want me to give you facts?
You are attempting to predict the future.
That I know?
No, you are attempting to predict the future. You're speaking matter of fact.
You know what's going to happen in the future.
And you don't know. None of us know.
I do know, Vern. I mean, I do know, Mike. I mean, damn, what the fuck your name is? Fucking Troll, Beezy, whoever the fuck you is, Ted, whoever you, how you going to tell me what I don't know, dog? How you going to tell me?
Beezy, this is Mike now. We were having a good conversation. There was no anger or anything. It's changed. You just took us on an exit off the highway now, on a new direction.
But bring it back
keep it back where we're having a normal conversation. That's all.
Bring it back on.
That's all.
I muted.
All right.
I ain't putting up that shit tonight.
Mike was saying nothing wrong. We were
bring
fine.
Bring it back on one more time.
No,
man.
I have a 2-day hangover. I don't want to hear no argument between.
Good point.
And listen, another thing I'm letting people know, all you Christian people listening to my show, I'm going to explain something to you one more time. Look,
and what's
don't
that?
Get mad at me for this, but I'm going to tell you. But when
what's
you
that?
Say, God, do you want God to do that? That's what you're saying. You're not taking his name in vain. Whoever came up with that top name, bullshit.
Wait a minute, say that again. I didn't hear you.
God damn it.
Then you're saying that God is damning something.
You want
or God stop
to
it.
Damn something. You want
whatever
to
it is that you're saying that God is damning, it's just
no,
the content in which people put
it. No. You're
it's like God,
to.
Stop it. Or
it's a question. It's a question. People take it as a statement, but it's really a question.
It's a question?
You know what I mean? Right. Okay. Say you got something to piss you off. You said, Ron, you're asking me to damn something for you.
I'm not calling you God, Brian.
You're misunderstanding what I'm saying, man.
Yeah, I am.
Asking God to damn something.
Yes.
This fly, he's bugging the shimmy. God damn it, would you? Damn that fly. That's what it means. It has nothing against God at all. Nothing. But people think it is. And it's hilarious. I find it funny.
A lot of people take it in that it is a derogatory statement.
Right. But it's not.
You're saying is God damn something, whatever it is that you're saying God damn to.
Antoinette is right. She's right.
Then you're saying God, you know, damn it, you know, God curse it, you know, whatever, God, you know.
If something bad happens or someone says, God damn it, it would be, I mean, to me, I've seen it used as God stop it. Like, God damn it.
But how do you feel, though? How do you feel about somebody calling the show and saying that everything that you said is wrong and you know that it's the truth? You understand.
Well, it's your show. So if it's your show, then you deal with them how you choose to deal with them.
Well, that's why, Mike, that's why I jumped in there, because, I mean, we were all getting along. We were agreeing with it. It was a good discussion. There was no bad blood in here. There was no argument in here.
Yeah, right.
It was just changing the direction of it, and there was no need for that. We didn't have to change
it. Every time he comes on.
I like mild conversations, you know, just people talking. And, you know,
and
we can
be honest,
disagree.
Be honest,
and,
y'all, And like he said, the BZ said it. He said, I got a crystal ball. I don't have a crystal ball. I don't know what's going on. I just go with times that's going on in the alternative news. I see what's going on. I see
the
facts.
And that's the best thing, you know, to watch. You watch mainstream media, and, you know, the only thing you're fed is a bunch of propaganda. And I've always called mainstream media, Lord, for years, as long as I can remember, when I got into politics, that mainstream media, I used to always call them the fourth level of government. And now this is proven more and more.
Government
runs it.
I think you're very right. Yep.
No, it's just the fourth level of government that just tells you what to think and, you know, how to think and what to pay attention to. And now that I've gotten older and I really started paying attention to things, that mainstream media, when they tell me to look over here, then I know, okay, let me dig and find out what's really going on. Let me check and see what laws is trying to get passed. You know, let me look on government sites. Let me look here. Let me look there. Because there's something else that's going on that they're taking my eyes off of, that they want me to pay attention to this. And notice when anything that's big that comes out that is mainstream media and everybody's talking about it, then you find out some right has been taken away from you.
Yes, but then at the same time, that if you look at alternative news on YouTube, they're saying that you're crazy because you look at news on YouTube. And when these are individuals that are getting alternative news out from other news sources that you don't hear on mainstream on YouTube, and they'll still say you're crazy. They'll still say you're crazy. You're not getting news from the on YouTube alternative news that's out before you won't even go to the mainstream.
Right. You know, like a lot of Alex Jones stuff, you know, you get it from him before mainstream media even picks it up.
Yeah, even before Alex Jones picks it up. I don't even
you know, you go
before.
To the sites that are from other countries, because other countries will tell you what's going on here that, you know, here won't tell you about.
I listen to the Daily Sheeple. Daily Sheeple is one. I listen to Intel Hub. I listen to them before it's news. I listen to damn, there's so many organizations I do have really good news.
Can I ask you one favor, honey? I know it's just a part of your personality and everything, but could you please spare me the cursing so much tonight?
Can I cuss? I cuss? Oh,
is it just tonight?
Please, just a little bit, please.
Okay, if I cuss, I'm sorry.
I mean, no, it's just that I'm just really... Like,
yeah, that's
you know.
Cool. Out of respect, she's a lady. Internet's a lady, and
I'm sorry, Internet. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay,
no,
baby. Really, it's
I don't mean
me.
To do it. Now it just come out. You know.
Oh, it's habit.
I never say bad words.
Honestly, Michael, I understand, sweetheart. I truly do.
I don't mean
it's,
to say
it. It's not, sometimes you just. Oh, man, you know, like tonight, it's like, okay, I just don't want to hear all of that tonight.
Yeah, I understand.
Oh. All right, well, we got another caller on hold. Hold on, let's bring this other caller in. All right. 443, you're on the air. How's it going tonight?
Hey.
Hey.
I just want to know what we're talking about first. Like, I can talk about anything, you know.
Okay, well, sweetheart, I suggest that, how about if you listen for a while and go back on mute, listen for a while, and then chime in after you get what's going on in the conversation.
Okay, sure thing.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Now, getting back to the air velocity of an African swallow, I believe myself that, I'm just trying to confuse them. Don't you remember that from Monty Python?
Mm-hmm.
You never saw that, Monty Python?
I think I'm going to watch it one time.
Answer this question. What is the air the velocity of a... No, wait, never mind. You'd have to see the movie.
Okay.
What is a swallow? It swallows. Obviously, the air velocity. How am I supposed to know that? if a swallow takes air flight this velocity, this way.
All right, Ron, you got it. Ron knows it.
I know exactly what the velocity is.
Antoinette, he was trying to get across a bridge, and there was a somebody that was standing there and stopped him and said, you have to answer these questions. Well, that was one of them, and he was like, was it a European or an African swallow?
Oh.
I said, I know I lost me a whole pack of cigarettes that I can't find right now. I lost my whole pack of cigarettes.
I love
NSA. Obama had something to do with it, and Hillary did it herself. She grabbed them.
Hillary took my cigarette now.
I know she did.
Now. She took my damn cigarette. I need my cigarettes now. I vote for cigarettes.
Oh, God.
I vote for a whole pack. Whole pack for $3.
Oh, wow. That's good.
Well, it's got to be there somewhere.
Now, my cigarettes cost $6 a pack. $6.25.
Mine are $5-something.
Oh, damn, man, got it. I'm going to do what Ron does. Roll up. Ron got them old school cigarettes where he rolled up his own tobacco.
Not anymore.
Ron said,
I quit smoking. But almost
Ron got
months,
that
man.
Vapor. He's walking around with the generator pulling. You know that commercial where they're pulling the generator?
Mm-hmm.
That's Ron.
You know, I bought one of those Logic, the electronic cigarettes, but it makes me cough worse.
You talking about them blue cigarettes called blue? The
Logic.
Blue
no, it's a black electronic.
Black
you can recharge the battery, but it's harsh.
No.
It's better than carrying around a vaporizer. I mean, not a vaporizer. Well, might as well be a generator.
Yeah, I carry a vaporizer. I'm hitting up on the thing.
Hey, but how much some vaporizers cost? I heard that them vaporizers cost more than really buying a pack of cigarettes.
They're not
so,
cheap.
I heard them vaporizers
well,
like
Ron, let me explain to you the chemical constitution of the magnetics
wrong?
Of the magnetic. Anyway, all right, listen.
All right, Anthony, this is what I have here.
Kanger tank. Get it? Kanger tank 3. K-N-G-E-R-T-A-N.
Mom, you're very
static. I am?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Am I? Still?
Now you're clear. You're clear now.
Hang on. Let me crank up the power here. Is that better?
Crank up the power, Ron. Crank up the power.
Yeah,
it's Ron Rick. It's Ron Rick
anyway,
on the damn mic.
This here is a Kanger tank I have. This is with stick battery. Yeah, K-N-G-R tech, Kanger tank, I think.
Damn, I'm full blind. I can't see. What's wrong with you? My eyes are closed.
Hang on. Yeah, Kanger tank. K-A-N-G-E-R tank.
Never heard of it.
Anyway, let me see if I can find a link for you. And I'm going to tell you what, once you get used to it, here's the problem people have with these, is like if it hurts the throat and stuff like that, it's usually because they're taking a throat hit. And it's, you know, it depends on the type of oil you're putting into it. Like, I'm using Soho. Like, oh, Soho, that's okay, but it's not. It's the name of the product.
Oh, I think I know you're talking about, Ron.
Soho. It tastes more like a Marlboro. If you smoke menthol, you get to some thousands of flavors. Let me look it up real quick before I get the link.
How many hits do you get, Ron? How many hits do you get, like, 30
Well, one taste is, it tastes equivalent to a pack of cigarettes. You know, but I don't even smoke that much of it. Once you get a hit of this pure nicotine, that's what you don't really want to smoke. It kills the urge. It does it all, man. It walks you completely out. I mean, you play it right, you'll walk right out. But you can get the different levels of nicotine, like you get 6 milligrams, 12 milligrams, 24 milligrams. You probably hit a 24 milligram hit, Mike, and that's why it hurts you. Yeah, that shit's harsh.
Okay.
But give me a second, guys. I'll be right back. I'll look this up.
Because I smoke Cools. I smoke Cools menthols, and I smoke Newport menthols. I smoke both
of
them.
So do I.
It'll taste just like a Cool, taste like a Newport, Marlboro, whatever.
When I started smoking on Marlboro.
I used to smoke Salem's. I used to smoke the Salem's. You ain't know about the Salem's?
Yes, I used to smoke
Salem's.
Salem's that shit too.
Yeah, but you know Salem's is made now with Asian tobacco.
Oh, damn, it was?
Or Asian nicotine. Asian tobacco.
Asian nicotine.
Asian tobacco. Salem's is made with Asian tobacco.
That's weird.
When I seen that on there, that's what made me, you know, like, okay, I got to go back to something else.
All right, link. I just put it in there, Mike.
Hold on. What? Where are you? Smoking kangaroo online. All right.
And what is that about, Ron? Ron is scary sometimes, y'all.
Let me take a look at
that about?
What's so great about Newport, though? Newport.
I don't know.
A lot
Newport,
of people smoke
Virginia.
Them up there.
The
Newport, Virginia.
Are they kind of strong? I mean, I kind of smoke some Newport once in a while, and they kind of strong. I smoke them more than I smoke damn cools and stuff like that. I kind of get a little hit more.
Yeah.
Ron, your thing is made in China?
I used to always think that Coors was the strongest.
Everything's made in China, that's what I'm trying to tell
you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I don't want to hear about you growing a second nose.
Yeah, well, I probably will. The oil
oh, yeah, especially with
it
being liquid. Oh, Ron, you don't know what you're getting.
But Ron knows.
Okay,
when you
see the starter kits?
Yeah, I see
yeah,
it right here. I'm looking at the picture of it.
Okay, starter kits? Okay,
it's got
now.
A clear tank. Oh,
right,
man, it looks like some
right.
sort of a hookah.
Hey, but Ron knows, me and Ron knows after you smoke a joint and after you smoke a menthol cigarette, the cigarette gets you more higher after you smoke a joint. You ain't never
exactly.
did that before? after you smoke a joint, do you smoke a cigarette behind it? That
well,
shit's like, oh,
right.
shit, playing this cigarette.
Exactly. But anyway, all right, you see the Tanger tanks, the tanks for these things?
Yeah, I see
all
it.
All different tanks and all that stuff. Okay. Well,
atomizer.
The thing about these... Right.
It says clear
the
atomizer. Yep, aero tank.
Right. But you can go, online in your area and find a vapor dealer, you know, vapor cigarette dealer around your area. And the one I started out with, it was a 7 crown. Crown 7 unit, and I paid $20 for the unit. I paid $6 for some oil and started from there. Then I found out about the Kanger tank system. The Kanger tank's better, but you use the same batteries, you see what I'm saying? But you get ones that have batteries last for a week, and there's tons of them out there on the market. But you want definitely this Kanger tank type system. You don't want a single coil tank, like, you know, single hit. You got to put a drop on every time you screw it. Fuck that. You know, use the Kanger tank. You can smoke it all day long. But once you get to it, you start breathing better, you start feeling better.
You hear me coughing. It's from the cigarettes. I know it is.
Right.
But how many hits? Go ahead, Ron.
One tank. I don't know, man. One tank, I can smoke one all day long.
Holy shit, they got a picture of a guy exhaling. It looks like the EPA should be involved.
You can go on YouTube and watch people too smoking e-cigarettes.
You see how much smoke's coming out of that guy's head?
That ain't smoke, dude. That's steam. That's not steam.
Oh, my God. It looks like they should inspect him for exhaust.
Right.
Oh, my God.
I know. Trust me, it's fun to go through Walmart with these. Walmart, grocery stores, places where you can't smoke. Go on to bars with them. It's great. They can't even about it. It's not smoke. It's vapor. It's steam.
It looks like a medical device.
Yeah, it looks like a
heroin unit.
Mine does sometimes.
Yeah, it really does.
Jay, are you a smoker?
Nah, I don't smoke.
You don't smoke cigarettes?
Nope.
No, you're lucky.
Okay.
Go on YouTube, Mike.
No, it was a silly question in the chat room, and I just, I just said, okay, I'm not even dealing with it. So I said, you know, I thought maybe you were a smoker.
Nah.
Well, but I'm glad you're not.
I tried a cigarette one time.
Well, that's good. I didn't like it when I first started either, but I still did it. Foolish me.
Okay, now. But
no, someone asked, Flycatch, I believe it was, I'm not exactly sure, asked, why do blacks smoke menthol?
I know whites would have smoked menthol, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do, too.
More addictive.
I mean, but to me, that's a foolish question.
is more addictive. Maybe more people smoke menthol.
You got Marlboro and Marlboro. You got white people that smoke Marlboro and menthol.
Yeah.
You know what? It depends on who you are. If you like cigarettes might not help you out like that, but if you smoke a menthol cigarette, it will help you out more than a light cigarette. You might have to smoke, damn, what, 10 light cigarettes just to get one good hit off that damn menthol.
But it helps.
Cigarette.
But it helps you do.
That's what I just did. I just smoked me a menthol cigarette, and I'm good. I'm good for a couple hours. Another one.
Yeah.
I'm good. I feel all right.
You good for a couple hours?
Yeah, I'm good.
I've been smoking longer than what you were born, so a couple hours is, no, that's not going to work for me.
Yeah, a couple hours is good for me. I'm good. Unless you got some weed, Antoinette, you got some weed?
No, Lord Jesus, no. What the heck am I going to do with something
some
like that?
Jesus Christ, Cheech and Chong.
Yeah, let's
here we
high.
Go.
I get high.
Pardon me?
I said, let's get high.
Michael Hood, I mean,
Michael.
I could smack you upside your head.
Okay, everybody, we're chipping in, sending Michael for treatments. So donations can be made to
to the Ron Reck Foundation. I'm gonna give joints to the Ron Reck Foundation.
Sending you for treatments.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, ain't nothing wrong with smoking weed.
People do what they choose to do. I just don't do it.
I smoke weed too because I'm trying to get a job. I don't understand that. Why do you have to take a drug test to get, if they know that you smoke weed? I mean, if the weed doesn't affect my job, why do I need to take a drug test for me to know it's going to affect my job? And I'm doing every duty that I do on my job, even if I do it high. If I'm high on the job working still, I mean, why do I have to take a drug test?
And they know you're high?
Because it impairs your judgment.
But it doesn't impair my judgment. I work better high. I work better on the job high.
It could be. It depends on what job you're doing.
Yeah.
Say I drive a forklift. Say I'm high on a forklift.
Oh, no. I wouldn't want you high driving anything.
No, but I load up 20. I load up 25 trailers a day. So if I'm high on a 20, I'm high on a shift. I do a 12-hour shift, and I'm high. I only get high with an hour, probably only like 30 minutes out of the day or something if I do it. And after that hour, I load up like 12 trailers in that time period. Is it wrong?
You know what, Michael, sweetheart? I'm going to ask you something. And don't take this the wrong way, but please tell me, which one is it? Do you not work and you're living off of the mailbox, or do you work? Which one is it?
Yeah.
Because you're getting me confused now, dear.
I do both.
Hey, folks, that YouTube link I just put up there is for you cigarette smokers. Go and watch that.
No, Ron, I don't want to see about the rubber and stuff like that. Just stop it.
No, anything like that. No, it's just, you got one.
You know, getting back and changing the subject a little bit from this, and going back to what you were saying about mainstream media and and the bullshit and everything, it's something very interesting that came up. You know, we all know Chicago, Rahm Emanuel, and all the rest of them. They're anti-gun, and they want to get rid of guns and everything else. And, well, did you see what happened yesterday in Chicago with one of the shootings that went on? Where it was a soldier was with his group. I'm putting a link up to it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in this, I don't know if you want to scan this thing. The soldier was with his group going out to the car, and there was a party going on. And on top of his car, or someone in his group's car, there was a bottle or a glass of an alcoholic beverage.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked him to move it or moved it. Well, a guy from the other group went into a house, got a gun, came out and started shooting. Well, the people he was shooting at had a member of the military with him, a soldier, who got his gun out of the car and crouched down by the front fender and started returning fire and hit the shooter twice. And there were other people in that guy's group that had opened fire on it. Anyways, all I've been able to find about it, I see nothing from ABC, nothing from NBC. All the mainstream media, not a word.
Oh, so it's a blackout. It's a blackout.
Not a word about it. The only thing was one newspaper article in Chicago Tribune, I think. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
And if I did a search under the news for the shooter's name, and there was only one newspaper article came up about it. Nobody's even talking about it. So it's you're right. It's like they blacked it out. It doesn't fit their narrative. Oh, my God, this doesn't fit what we're talking about. We don't want to promote this. That means that someone actually defended themselves with a gun, and it was a good thing they had a gun? Well, how do we explain this? How do we put a twist on this?
Right.
Do you see the link?
Iggy,
I put it in the room.
Yes, I did. Thank you very much.
So Mike, what
and
you mean,
Iggy
Mike,
put in a link also, states look to gun seizure laws after mass killings.
Yeah, California,
you know what? I'm glad you
that.
Said that word because I did not take my seizure medicine.
So Mike, you think since Operation Mockingbird had happened, you think right now it's like it's like the government is running muck with the damn information with the mainstream media. It's like they'll tell you any bullshit, but they're not going to give you a good-ass article.
Look it up for yourself. Click on the link that I put, and then copy the guy's name. Cut and paste his name, and then do a search in news. And, like, that one article out of the Chicago, nothing comes up from NBC, ABC, nothing.
I don't know. I would hate to think that, you know, these cities are purposely letting be deteriorated so they can do, you know, the renovations and basically make high-end and, you know, high-rent, you know, rentable housing and, for the people with money. I mean, it's just crazy how, you know, I mean, you know, every problem has a solution, you know. And, I mean, I know that it's not just one issue or one thing that's going to fix it.
No, but we're talking about how the media controls what stories are put out there for the people to see.
Right.
They control it. And here's a perfect example.
Like they went past Operation Mockingbird. It's like, it seemed like they don't give a shit no more.
No, they want to control what – it's almost as if ABC, NBC, CBS, all of them, CNN, what are they? They must have one website they go to and they discuss, should we put this out? Should we not put this out? What do you think? Are you guys going to cover this? No, let's not cover it.
Right.
You know, I said
bizarre.
It reminds me of that, you know, Good Morning Vietnam.
Good Morning Vietnam. Yep.
Yes, where when it came to the news and – you know, this is classified, that's classified. And I remember one scene, Robin Williams said, no, it really happened. I was there. They blew the bar up or something like that. You know, my friend was killed. It didn't happen.
It's the same the same thing with CNN when the Gulf War. When you had the first Gulf War, you remember the little guys and stuff that was in CNN, and they was out there, and they had a little with the little get together and stuff, and they're saying we're being bombed, and all that was a lie. Same with the incubators, with the kids that they said that with the Taliban, no, not Taliban, the Iraqis. Had took the Iraqi troops that took the kids out of the incubators and threw them on the ground and all that and killed them all there in World War I. Not World War I, the Gulf War and all that shit. That was a lie. They lied to us. That's the same prime example. When
but
they,
there is a law. I don't remember where it is, and I have so many windows open, but I'll have to close some things, where now they are allowed, without being sued, to give you propaganda. The politicians, the news media, they can give you propaganda, and it's legal.
Well, you better enjoy it now, man. What I tell y'all right now, like I told you, you got SOPA now. If you heard about the internet, you got SOPA, and there's another organization that's the same thing as SOPA. SOPA. And I forgot the name of the other organization that they're trying to take freedom of speech away from the internet. We're getting to that level. It's coming, man. It's going to be here in the next 2-3 years now. People think, oh, no, it ain't. We got another 20 more years to go before anything happens. No, it's happening now.
Well, you're saying, you know, 2 or 3 years, you know, we don't know how long it's going to be. We don't know how long the internet is still going
to
be up.
It's happening to me now, Anthony. I got three channels on YouTube that has been shut down.
Yeah, well, they're already censoring
people. Shut down.
Yes.
I don't use my channels no more. And you know what they tell me? You know what YouTube tells me? Because I did copyright.
I have a copyright violation, and I ain't used no copyright for no movies or anything for no copyright violation. Then they tell me on my other channel that I have hate speech. I got hate speech because I told people the truth. I have hate speech, man.
Mm-hmm.
What can I have hate speech on a YouTube channel that when I don't have hate speech when I'm trying to tell people the truth, man?
Well, there's a whole lot of things on YouTube that can be considered as hate speech.
It's crazy.
But it's there. I mean, it's just a person's opinion. I mean, you know, or a person giving the facts according to the way in which they perceive it. It's up to you to click on it and watch it or, you know, read it or whatever.
Then I have helicopters that kind of hover over my house now. I got Apaches now. Apaches will come over there, they'll hover for a second, and they'll go off, and they'll come back again and hover over my house. Why is Apache helicopters hovering over my house for? Why is that? Can y'all explain that to me? Why do I have Apache helicopters flying over my house and hovering over me?
Can you explain
what am I doing wrong?
You tell us.
I don't know shit. Y'all tell me. I ain't doing nothing wrong. All I'm doing is trying to tell the team. They're flying over, hovering over my house. I get paranoid. It's that loud sound, man. You know, you got them big, heavy helicopters. And they'll come up. They come up and can they kind of hover around a little
bit
and fall out.
Do you have any Halloween shops close to your house?
No.
Go get one of those Obama costumes for Halloween. Put it on. When the helicopter comes back over, stand in the backyard and wave him off. That'll confuse the shit out of them. That's the way to handle it. The minute they look down at the pilots, go, oh, shit, that's the boss. And they're going to fly away. That's an easy way to do it.
Well, Mike, what if I use my Shriner hat? Can I put my Shriner hat on?
Yeah, you put that on, too. That'll really
boss.
Scrum up. As long as you don't have a tutu on. Don't wear the tutu.
Bro, the boss. The boss is Bruce Springsteen.
You're right.
Put a Bruce Springsteen mask on.
That would be a whole combination. An Obama mask, a Shriner's hat, and a tutu. Wow.
Now you're confused the shit out of a man.
Obama hat, and a Shriner hat.
Well, you're at the beginning of the circus in England. Did I see you there, mate? Well, you don't want to go to your bum. I could have sworn I was standing smoking a fag, and I seen you. I know it was you.
And you know what?
Make up a big sign. Hold the sign up. Send pizza.
Now I'm gonna tell you some other crazy shit. Ron Reck and all y'all listen to this shit. Now I had a dream the other night. Now I was in my house and I see the helicopter fly over. Now when I was in my house, I saw it was a helicopter, like a reconnaissance helicopter, the one that reconnaissance and look over for you first. Then it was a helicopter with the two propellers at the end, both on both sides. What's them helicopters called with the two propellers? The ones you hear do 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 do. I don't know. I looked out my window, and all I know.
On the ground control.
Listen to this now. Y'all listen to this now. This is crazy as fuck now. This is some crazy-ass shit now. This is what they told me now. When I was in my astral world and dream world now, when I went in there, I looked at that helicopter, the reconnaissance helicopter. All I know, I looked back, and I was in my kitchen. All I know, after I looked back in my kitchen, I was in a helicopter. And there was two guys in front of the helicopter now. These are two guys that was flying a helicopter. And I went up to them. I said, sirs, can y'all tell me where I'm going? And the guy said on the right side, he said, you know what? We cannot tell you. And they were doing some coordinates. Like, they were telling where we were going. But I asked them, sirs, where are we headed to? And God said, you know what? I can't tell you where we're headed to. But after that, we started talking about, and he told me, the helicopter guy told me, you know what? The government has been hijacked. Our government has been hijacked. And I was like, why is the government hijacked? He said, I cannot get into that with you, sir. He's like, you're telling me that I went to a barge. I went to a big-ass barge. It was a barge on the ocean, and I went down the barge, and a helicopter landed. I went inside of the barge, and it was a whole ass of people in this barge. And all these people knew what was going on. It seemed like I didn't feel like I was threatened, though. It seemed like these was the people that were against the government, the shadow government. See what I'm saying?
Well, let me ask you this, Michael.
The guy told me, you know, you're all right. You're cool. You're all right.
Michael.
He told me we're fighting against the government.
Michael, in 1933, this country became bankrupt. So it was no longer a country. It became a corporation. And becoming a corporation, then it has a de facto government because
right.
It is not the real government. It, you know, there is no government in a corporation.
It started in 1913.
So the government was hijacked when they became bankrupt, and that's the reason why we went through with the birth certificates and everything else.
It started in 1929. That's the first depression was in 1929. But before that, the 1913 era was that's when the Federal Reserve came in to be a privately owned banking system. So our privately owned banking system has been taken over since to today. And what they did now, if you're in the stock market business, like what they did in 2008 and what they did in 1929. It's the same way. It's like you take shares now. You know there's going to be a stock market fall now. I'm gonna take all the shares that's low money, and I'm gonna take it, after I take it low, if I buy it low, I sell it high. That's why you had all these Bernie Madoffs and all these guys. You only had a few that got caught, but there's a lot that didn't get caught.
Well, they got caught for insider.
Yeah, it's called insider because I sell it low. I buy it low, I sell it high because I already know there's going to be a stock market crash. So but just say I had real estate, y'all. I had a real estate market right now. I had like fucking 20, I had 40 houses around where I live at. All these houses that were empty, but they were selling for low right now before the stock market crash. So I'd go ahead, take my shares from them houses and sell it for low. Sell it for low and get it for high.
Well, you know, we just got to hope that.
Sell it for half of what it is. I sell it for more. So I sell it for more and get more than what I got off of it. I had the houses for damn 10 years. So if I had these houses for 10 damn years, I wasn't really making what
Michael,
I made off of them.
Michael, you're 27 years old. How old are you, dear?
It's kind of unexplained. It's a little dirty-ass shit, man. Everybody can be dirty.
Yeah, but you're 27 or something like that. How in the world you have houses for 10 years?
Michael.
Honey, I'm not worried about it. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying, maybe I got a business mind frame that I know.
I know.
I had stock. I understand. Just say I had $2 million in stock. Before 2008, I lost almost fucking $800,000 to $1 million in stock because of that.
I know the stock market hit me hard. DuPont stocks really got hit hard, and
I
have DuPont stocks.
I lost $800,000. I'll tell you now.
I'm not
going to
say what I lost. I'm not
going to
say what I lost.
I lost $800,000, and right now I'm trying to bounce back off the $800,000 I lost, and I'm only up $400,000 right now. What I lost from $800,000, man, I lost so much money in the stocks, and I'm backing off of what I had in the stock market for damn 12 years, and I lost it. I lost half of that shit, and now I'm trying to gain it back, and I can't take my money out of the stock market because what I have in it, because if I do take it out, I'm losing value.
Well, I have it in there, and I'm not taking mine out because is a part of my children's inheritance.
I got family members up to $3 to $4 million and they start my, and I always ask them, say, can I help you out? Can I come and put with you? Oh nah, blah blah blah. They start bitching and all that shit, man. I said, man, I tell my family members, fuck you, man. I ain't fucking working with you, man. Because they got money,
Michael,
man.
Michael, sweetheart. Can we cut back on the cussing again?
I'm sorry. I get pissed off.
I understand, honey. I understand. Truly, I understand.
In 2008, I lost a lot of money. I did lose a lot of money, man. That money is for
me.
Yeah,
I did, too. I mean, I understand. I truly understand. I told you, DuPont's got hit hard. I took a big fall.
And that money
that I had,
that money is for me to live my life in the future now. That money is for me to, when I grow up, I don't have to work a job. I don't have to work a 9-to-5 because I got money in stock. But this money that I lose is like, damn, now I got to go work a job, try to keep that up and balance that because the money that I can't spend that money that I have in the stock market. But now I see it's economic collapse. It's making me think, should I take this money out because there's an economic collapse coming up? Should I keep it in there?
You got to look at what your stock is in.
No. Ain't somebody understand it. That there's an economic collapse coming.
I know this. But see, I know with my stock merged with a pharmaceutical company. Now I got to think of its name, Merrill. and then Merle just merged with someone else. So, you know, at one time I did think about, you know, taking my stock and letting it go and stuff like that. But, you know, that was a part of my inheritance that was from my parents. And
I'm losing right now.
And through all of
the
hard times I've been through, I just held on to my stock. My brothers held on to theirs. And
Antoinette, what I'm getting almost $2,500 a month now. The $2,500 I'm getting a month and still going to stock, I'm not fucking earning a damn fucking thing. It's like the money that they're giving me a monthly that I'm losing in the damn stock market. I said, why the hell are you doing it? I need to change up my game plan and do it a different way, because the money that I'm getting $2,500 a month for, it's not working. It's like I'm losing more money than I'm earning.
Yes, I understand, sweetheart. But, Michael, listen, baby, listen. Michael, I understand, baby. But we have a caller that – I understand, sweetheart, but I'm going to bring another caller on, okay? And we'll see how long this lasts. Hello, 111, your line is open. May I ask who we're speaking to?
Hi. I was listening –
Okay,
Yan,
what's up?
I know, I was listening. Do any of you really believe that Michael Hood lost $800,000
in the
stock market?
It doesn't matter.
Why do
you
let him lie to you like that? Why don't you tell him that his lie isn't working, that it's bullshit?
Okay, but
nobody believes that crap. Are you, do you believe that?
Beasley.
Do you believe that, yes or no?
Beasley, hold on.
You know he's lying out his ass and he's mentally ill and you're encouraging him. Why don't you stop him from lying like that?
Beasley.
I never said I lost.
You know he's fucking lying and you just sit there and let him piss on your head and tell you it's rain. I couldn't do that.
You know what, Beasley?
Don't get mad at me. I'm not here telling lies.
I don't know what you're doing. I never know what you come in telling. You talk more bull crap than a little bit.
No, don't mute him now. Let him talk.
No, I didn't mute him. Ron handled him.
Let him talk.
I didn't touch him. But this is not about what Michael Hood has. You know, it's none of my business. What Michael has is Michael's. What Antoinette has is Antoinette's. And what Ron has is his, and what everybody else in the chat room has is theirs. Now, as far as if you want to exaggerate it, you want to make it less than what you got, or, you know, whatever else, if you choose to, you know, put your financial business at your, excuse me, wait a minute, Michael, wait a minute. If you choose to put your financial information out there, your personal lifestyle out there, or you choose to lie about it, that's all, excuse me, Michael, that's all on you. I don't care. Okay? Now, what we were talking about before we had, excuse me, Michael, let me finish, sweetheart. What we were originally talking about until we got a call was the bankers that were committing suicide, jumping out the windows. So I think if we're going to go over into overtime, Ron, we have 15 minutes. What are we going to do, dear? Ron?
I don't know. I got to check the weather real quick. I think I'm getting nailed in. Might not be going on. So I'll be right back with you.
You had a hurricane, Ron? No, all I'm saying is 2008, and people had their money in the stock market. They lost a lot of money in 2008. A lot of
yes,
people.
That is true. I told you I was one of them, so I truly... I know.
A lot of money. And they had their money in there for almost 15 years and stuff like that.
Yes,
I know. Like they just put their money in the other day. They lost a lot of money. I mean, it pissed a lot of people off, man. And Beasley, I don't know what the hell Beasley talking about, $800,000.
Yeah, but you know what? Look, I'm not doing a personal beat,
okay? Oh, yeah,
okay?
I don't care what nobody say about it.
Okay,
me,
well, let's just leave
baby.
It at that. Let's just leave it at that, okay?
Yeah, that's all right. But, you know
I mean, I told y'all I don't feel good. I'm just not in the mood for foolishness.
But
I'm
let's
sorry.
Talk about 2008, though. Let's talk about 2008. A lot of
no, let's talk about today.
Antoinette, here's an
today.
Article that he just put up about a banker committing suicide, and it lists, I think it said there were 14 of them that commit suicide.
No,
was that this year? It says, no,
it
12.
It probably was this
12,
year.
12 suicides in the financial world this year. New York City
yeah,
investment banker.
Thank you.
Now,
But the guy was under investigation here regarding London whale trading scandal. So a lot of them, when they're caught and they know there's no way to get out of it, and they're never going to get a job again in banking, they're ruined, then what are they going to do, flip burgers at McDonald's?
But then, okay, you have to also ask, was all of these suicide?
Were they set up? On paper, could they have been the ones set up to take the fall? I don't know.
No. But you know how some things are made to look like suicide.
Oh, yeah, that's what I mean. Being made, if they could have been set up and pushed to that point.
Yeah,
if the money
had been transferred into
their accounts.
You know, or the ones that jump out the windows. Did they jump out the window or were they pushed out the window?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's what I said. I don't know. I wasn't there.
After they were set up on paper, so an investigation would show that they were the ones behind the scam.
But, right. Mike, why did they kill themselves, Mike?
Well, that's what we're saying. Did they jump out or were they pushed out? When the Great Depression, when it really hit, people were jumping out because they knew it was over for them.
They had nothing.
They didn't have money. They had what was in their pocket. That wasn't going to buy a cup of coffee at that point. They were done.
Yeah, you're right. I can't argue with you on that. You're right.
And what Eye of the Universe has put in the chat room, he said, no one shoots themselves 7-8 times with a nail gun. And nail guns are mostly used in roofing, which is correct. And I do remember that story with the banker that kills himself with the nail gun.
Yeah. But the major banker was the one that died in Hong Kong. And he jumped off the Hong Kong building. And I forgot.
Yeah.
He was kind of the main priority of he was like the investment banker. Investment bankers are the ones that gotta make sure the money is coming in and out, and know that the money ain't coming in, that these guys have to go.
Yeah, but then you also got to look at the president.
Are you being paid
and
off?
And then
by
the secretary. You know, the secretaries have a lot to do with this.
What do you mean, secretaries?
All right, when you are an executive secretary and you're working in these positions, so you have access to these paperwork. You're the one who's, you know, typing up these, you know, these documents and everything else. You see?
You notice how many of these people I'm looking at it. I haven't added them up, but a lot of these people are J.P. Morgan. They work with J.P.
Morgan.
This is very interesting, including the guy from China.
Yes, a lot of J.P.
Morgan. J.P.
Morgan,
see?
Yeah,
now that's
very interesting that a lot of them are J.P. Morgan. I don't see them from other investment.
Yeah.
They have to go.
Barclays has a couple. Barclays is
there. Okay, there must be, yeah.
And J.P. Morgan,
Barclays owns Brooklyn.
Okay, so there are more.
Yeah.
But the ones I was seeing were all J.P. That had me wondering for a minute there. I'm like, what is this?
But J.P. Morgan has had a lot.
These bankers are corrupted, and they have been stealing money from people ever since. So now they know that the economic collapse is happening, that they can't hide their damn self no more, so they're going to kill themselves before they go to prison.
Yeah, but not all of them are high level. Like the one in China, he was 33 years old, and he was a junior level employee. He was a junior level. He was a nobody.
Rockefeller and all them will come to trial, but it won't be no trial because you know what they're going to do, these super bankers? The super bankers will cause a war before they even go to trial. So you need the American people.
Okay, well, now, Michael,
won't even
Michael,
think about
Michael,
even trying to try them because it'd be war.
Michael, do you remember the plane crash that was about a month or so ago?
You talking about Malaysia?
It was a Rockefeller that was in that plane crash.
No, that was Rothschild.
Okay, thank
you. No, it wasn't Rothschild. It was a Rockefeller.
Okay,
no, the Rothschild won the patent. They wanted the patent.
No, you're talking about the airliner. We're talking about a single engine.
From Austin, Texas. They wanted
a different deal, Mike. Michael Hood. We're talking about a single engine, a little like a Cessna thing. It was a private airplane. It was a different thing, not the airliner.
Right. The airliner, that was for the engineer.
And that
Mike,
flight
we're not talking about that flight, Mike. Mike, we're not talking about the airliner.
We're not talking about that one. We're talking about a private.
We're talking about one with one guy on it. By himself.
It was a private flight.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and his plane went down.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No problem.
Okay,
but he was a doctor though. He was attached to a lot of money.
Yeah,
he was a doctor. He wasn't in banking.
Yeah. But
and,
was it shut up? You know.
And I think it was bad weather, fog, or whatever it was that was partially to blame. Pilot error. Well, who knows?
Okay,
I mean, I don't.
XR, and if I'm not saying your name correctly, please forgive me. He said it was Rockefeller's son. Thank you very much. Yes. Okay, y'all. It's 10 of.
I don't know what Ron is doing.
Wait a minute, sweetheart. Yes. Give me 1 second, Jay. Okay, look, y'all. The call-in number is 718-508-9813. Again, that number is 718-508-9813, and you have 9 minutes. And for the chat, when it goes down, here is the link for the chat so that you're better off to go to the chat before,
it shuts.
You know, to switch over to the chat. So, you know, whenever you're ready, you know, switch over to the other chat. So that way you won't lose the chat room.
Okay, I got that other guy that called in your show earlier, Implement. I got him on another show, and I'll go ahead and take care of him on another show earlier, later on tonight.
Okay, honey, I don't know what you're talking about. Thank you, XR. XR gave me the gave us the link. And USA
Today. They know what time it is.
Okay, well, honey, let's just look.
No,
what goes on somewhere else is none of my business, okay? I wasn't there. Y'all know I don't like BTR gossip, so let's just leave it right where it was.
No, okay, yeah. But you know I kind of want to talk about...
Wait a minute, Michael. Look at the link in the chat room that XR put up. And he put up the link about the Rockefeller that was killed in the airplane. And it happened in Purchase, New York.
What flight was that? What's the flight on? What was the name of the guy that got killed in that flight?
Rockefeller.
What was his first name?
David Rockefeller.
You talking about David Rockefeller got killed?
Yeah, he was like grandson
you're
or something.
No, Richard
David Rockefeller.
Rockefeller?
Are you talking
Richard
about his son?
Rockefeller.
But he was the grandson or something, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was the grandson.
David Rockefeller.
Yeah, he was the grandson.
David, he was his grandson.
Right.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. No, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, Richard Rockefeller.
But I know he was a medical doctor. Pre-70s.
All these elites with all the money that they made. Look at Leona Helmsley when she died. She left her money to her dogs. I mean, come on.
You know
what I'm saying? You can't take the money with you. That's
but she was a bitch to begin with.
Yeah.
She was a monster.
Yes, she was.
Everything read about that woman, that woman definitely was...
She was useless.
But when are y'all Americans going to wake up to the fact that this country has been hijacked?
When they're hungry. I've said it a million times. When there's no food on the table, then they're going to be in the streets. Then everybody will be talking. In the meantime, nobody could care less. They got work to do in the morning. They're sleeping right now. They don't care.
But, Mike, you think we need to do that before it happens, when we all running in the streets going crazy? I mean, when is people going to understand that this country...
When does everybody look for generators? After the storms hit. That's when they're looking for a generator. When are they looking for bottles of water and supplies? When the storm's hitting. And after it. Nobody thinks ahead. You think anybody's looking at what's going on now? No. They're going to wait for the shit to hit the fan, then they're going to react. That's how it works here.
And the crazy thing about it, I'm thinking ahead. I'm going to be in the woods. I guess that's why I was on that helicopter in my dream. The helicopter come and pick my ass up.
Then you've got to get that Obama outfit. I'm telling you. That's the only way to do this.
You talking about King Obama? It's going to be King Obama.
You got to get a sign that says send pizza. Show the helicopter. That way they'll know you're screwing with them, and they might even order pizza for you and have it delivered.
and you know when they took me to? Guess what they took me? They took me to a barge. I was on a tanker. I was on a tanker ship when they took me on the helicopter. They took me on the tanker ship, and everybody was plenty. There was almost 1,000 people inside the tanker ship when I went there. When the helicopter took me off. It was 1,000 people. It wasn't like you would be interrogated or nothing. It was free roam.
It's like we was all cool and everything. Like it was no problem. And I was like, are these the people that are these the white hats? Are these the white hats that know that other people out and citizens out here in America that know about them? They're against the shadow government and they're taking these people and putting them in a safe location. That's how I was feeling. I felt like I was in a safe location. When they took me to the bars, man, I was on a tanker. Platform, man. When the helicopter landed.
Hey, if we believe all of our dreams, we'd all be in deep shit. I mean, dreams are—it's just nighttime entertainment.
Guess what I told my dream? Guess what I told myself in the dream? I told myself, I hope this shit ain't real.
No.
I hope I ain't in it.
Okay, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Michael. Ron is on. Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to have to shut down my end. I can leave it going if you guys want to keep going with it. Instead, it's up to you, Sir Art. We're going to keep going for the next hour. But maybe a half.
Pardon me?
Okay, if you want to keep trucking with it. I'll still be here, okay? But I'm going to be switched to another computer. I won't be able to talk back and forth to you.
Okay, well, can you hold on for a couple minutes and let me run out and mail the room?
Okay.
Oh, boy, well, you better shut down altogether.
That's what I'm saying.
Hang up your phone and everything. Shut it down.
Keep going.
No, shut it down.
It ends in 4 minutes anyway.
Yeah, we're going to just let it go. We're going to let it go.
Just do whatever, y'all.
No, we're going to let it go.
Run, be safe, and we'll talk to you later.
Take care,
okay,
Ron.
I want to thank y'all for coming, and we should see y'all tomorrow night. So, thank you for coming to the Ron Breck Show, and good night, everyone.
That's all, folks.